Cambridge 105 Radio. It's Tim and Liz live with you until 1 o'clock, and we're thrilled to be able to been given this great access to the A14 redevelopment project. We are on the A14, or the new A14. It will be open at the end of the year, this particular stretch that we're on here, and we've got lots of different guests that we're going to be talking to this morning. And the first one is with us. We've been chatting to him already off air. Fascinating to chat to him. He's construction director Julian Lamb, and he's with us now. Hello, Julian.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good today. Yeah, it's a cracking day today, so you're very welcome to
Thank
the
you A14. For having us. We really appreciate it. How long have you been working on this project?
I've been working on it for about 4.5 years, actually. The first 18 months was off-site, preparing and planning and getting together all the people that were necessary for the project. But we moved to site in January 17, so been on site since then.
And you've been involved in this industry for
a very long
a
time,
while.
Over 30 years. Yeah.
So where does this project rank then in your career as from enjoyment or, you know, pure construction point of view? Is it up there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the my favorite project that I've worked on. There's some tremendous people that work on this project. We've had a great opportunity to set ourselves up in an integrated team working on behalf of Highways England, and you know, it's got everything on this project for someone with my sort of experience, but everyone that's just coming into the industry itself now. So yeah, really positive project.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where do you start with a project like this? How does it start? Because obviously we all know the A14 needed improving massively. It's a very busy road and it's still open whilst you're working alongside it and on it. I mean, it to me seems like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to work alongside the existing road, as everybody will know, all of your listeners. It is overwhelmed at the moment. You will have seen, as we've driven down here today, the traffic in the other direction was fairly static today, this morning. So yeah, we have to factor that in with our movement of materials around the project. And sometimes we create our own problem with some of the traffic management phases that we have, but we have to necessarily have those. Yeah, so there's a lot of logistical thoughts that goes into the project. We have some different challenges on different sections of the job. This is very rural where we're stood here today. So we had to gain a temporary route into the project through this section, from the section down from Swasey down to Girton and beyond to Milton. Obviously we're interacting more with the live traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, what struck me this morning when we met you was the map. And now how long is, because you were explaining, it looks like a very long stretch that you've been working on.
Yeah.
How long is it? Give us some facts and figures.
So we're 21 miles east-west from the Ellington Junction in the west through to the Milton Junction in the east. We've also doing a stretch of the A1 from Brampton Hut up towards Alconbury. So yeah, it's a very long project. We've broken it up into geographical sections. We have offices throughout the project to service the project. We're generating concrete on the project. We're borrowing material out of borrow pits. So a lot of planning has gone into how the job is constructed.
And how many people have been working at its peak? How many people were kind of on this project?
Yeah, we've had over 10,000 people have worked on the project. But at peak, we've had about 2,700, 600 staff, and then a workforce of over 2,000.
I mean, that is astronomical, isn't it? And how many trees? Because, I mean, I know that's not your necessarily your, but the trees that you've planted, how many trees is it?
Yeah, well, we've had to remove some, which is always very unfortunate. We've tried to limit that wherever possible. But actually, Carol Hardingham will be on later on, and she'll give you the exact figure, I'm sure. But I would say it's about 800,000 trees, I think, that we're putting in the project, yeah.
And amazing.
And you were saying on this stretch of road that we're standing on that it's a metre thick with all the hardcore and the tarmac and everything that goes into it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's always a surprise for people, the depth of the pavement construction. People look at the finished surface. It's a blacktop asphalt surface. But yeah, the overall construction is over a metre thick with a granular layer underneath, followed by a concrete layer and then an asphalt composition for the finished surface.
Hmm. Let's talk about this particular stretch that we're on. This is part of a brand new section that didn't exist. And how long is this new section of new A14 approximately?
So the offline bypass of Huntingdon to the south of Huntingdon is about 12 miles long in total.
And let's talk about the bridges, because the bridges is quite interesting. Obviously, you've got new roundabouts, new junctions, and a lot of bridges have gone in, haven't they? I've seen.
Yeah,
driving along.
There's about 35 bridges. Some are under the A14, but mostly they're over the top. Of course, we have the viaduct that we've constructed across the River Ouse. That's a 750-metre long structure, 17-span structure. And then through the section that we're on here, there are, I think, 11 structures that cross over the A14 to reconnect the communities and make sure that pre-existing routes are maintained in the final scheme.
And some of them, you were saying, were pedestrian bridges or, you know, access for cyclists, not necessarily cars. So all kinds of different bridges have been built.
No, that's quite
different
right. We call them non-motorised user bridges. So some are for pedestrians and cyclists. We do have one structure at Bar Hill that will also be for equestrian use. So we take that into consideration again in the overall design, and it's part of the development consent order commitment that we have. So that's like a planning approval that we have for the scheme.
And what was the bridge you had to build to build a bridge to build a bridge? Explain that.
Okay, so that was the viaduct across the River Ouse. The River Ouse at the location where we cross is very close to the East Coast Main Line. So there's an area of land between those two features that is very difficult to get to. So we first of all built a pontoon bridge to carry equipment and materials across between the two constraints, the river and the railway line. That allowed us to build a foundation for a second bridge, which was a Bailey Bridge that we slid across the River Ouse itself. And then we use that to build the final bridge, which is the viaduct. So, yeah, that's the story of our bridge to build a bridge to build a bridge.
And you had to build a bridge over the East Coast Main Line as well, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. So that's finished now and in place. So we can now passage right the way through the project. And, of course, you mentioned earlier that we are looking to open the offline section before the end of the year. We've got about 12 weeks and the offline section will be open and it will be passing across the viaduct and the East Coast Main Line structure.
So when this stretch of road opens, what happens to what is the existing A14? Will that remain open?
Yes,
for the time being?
It will remain open, but we will be shutting off the current viaduct across the East Coast Main Line at Huntingdon Station.
Yeah.
That road will stay for the rest of time. It moves over to be operated by Cambridge County Council. It becomes a local road.
Yeah.
And it will remain, but there will not be a passage across the East Coast Main Line as there is currently
right.
across the existing viaduct.
So that road will be reclassified to be known as something else, and this will be known as the A14. Some of it's going to become the A14M, is that right?
Well, at the moment, we're still waiting for government decision on that.
Okay.
And obviously, there's quite a lot of things going on in government at the moment.
Yeah.
So we haven't got a clarity on that
okay.
at this moment.
Okay, all right. Brilliant. Well, it is fascinating. As you can tell, we have so many questions. It is interesting as people that live around here and have seen
yeah.
this project.
Yeah, we've been living it with
from
really
the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's great. And we'll put some listener questions and things to you in a little while.